Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre gedeeltelik bewolk, 18 op na 29 grade. Johannesburg 16, 27. Mbombela 19 op na 27 grade.
In the traffic, two crashes already on the Joburg Highway is causing trouble. One on the Mike 1 southbound just before Jan Smuts and Empire. That's backed up from Houghton already. And one on the N3 northbound on the way towards Modderfontein. It's backed up through Linksfield and back towards Gululies.
In your sport headlines with Job Man, Novak Djokovic goes through to the Australian Open semifinals after defeating third seed Carlos Alcaraz. And JSK coach Stephen Fleming laments the injuries that have plagued his side.
Ons begin in die parlement. Die voorsitter van die polisiekomitee, Ian Cameron, sê die parlement gaan twee kwessies ondersoek. Faksiegevegte in misdaadsintelligensie en die aankoop van 'n Protea hotel vir die liggaam se werksaamhede. Cameron het die parlement toegespreek.
While the committee does not fully agree with the moratorium placed on recruitment or questions certain motives behind it, we welcome the steps to review the division and believe it is very important. The recent revelation of the purchase of a 23 million rand hotel in Pretoria will be interrogated by the committee and the Joint Standing Committee of Intelligence.
Die rolprent en publikasieraad waarskei intussen teen 'n tendens van toegang tot en die verspreiding van beeldmateriaal van die seksuele mishandeling van kinders. Dit volg op Darren Wilkins se eerste hofverskyning gister nou. Hy is in hegtenis geneem nadat 10 miljoen video's en foto's van kinders in sy besit gevind is. Hy is een van 21 mense wat die afgelope 2 jaar hiervoor in hegtenis geneem is. Die raad se Ephraim Tlako moedig Suid-Afrikaners aan om seksuele beeldmateriaal van kinders onmiddellik aan te meld by hulle of die polisie.
Anyone who reads, possess or distribute child sexual abuse material, what is commonly known as child pornography, can be found guilty of an offence because that's a criminal offence. So people need to report that with the SAPS or with the FBI.
Dan na die buiteland in Switserland Davos is die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump se eerste uitvoerende bevele in die soeklig. Die buitelandse redakteur van die publikasie The Economist, Patrick Fowlis, het tydens 'n paneelbespreking bespiegel hoe Trump buitelandse beleid gaan benader.
Think American New York real estate tactics. When you're a company that's overburdened and strained, you do one of two things. You escalate, or in US real estate terminology, you kill the dogs. You get rid of the weak obligations you have. And that framework, I think, will apply to how Trump views problems around the world.
Suid-Afrikaanse minister van elektrisiteit, Khosiyenso Ramakgopa, is ook daar en vra dat Afrika-leiers hulle regerings en hulle beleide so opstel dat die kontinent meer mededingend raak op die internasionale speelveld.
But for that to happen, there has to be stability. And that's why we're having this conversation on the continent. They need to ensure that we're able to entrench, deepen democracy. And we have seen that there's been a number of elections that have taken place on the continent.
Ek is Marlene Fischer, our top story this hour. The chairperson of the police committee, Ian Cameron, says Parliament will probe factional fighting within crime intelligence and the purchase of a Protea hotel for its operations.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on.